Today we are here with Benjamin Urbina, with the famous Luis Alfonso Sánchez, aka Potrillo. And here we have also Miguel Pérez Labra and myself, Raúl Cepeda. Okay, so we are going to start. We're going to divide these topics in different time periods, just like months. So I'm going to start. Welcome everyone again to this podcast, who talks about many different topics about mainly the most about Latin America and different problems in each of their countries. Today we're going to have a look about a very visible problem like violence. I'm going to start. I'm going to talk about governmental violence or political violence. This is a very common topic in Latin America. So this comes from a lot of time ago, but to make the history shorter, I'm going to start like with the students of the 67. This was in Mexico with Gustavo Díaz Ordaz as president. He killed a lot of students that were protesting for the rights as students. They did nothing like bad, and the government sent people to kill them. But this is not the only case about this in America Latina. We also have, for example, the Chilean dictatorship with Augusto Pinochet, and this finished with a lot of people killed by their political ideologies. Or we also have a very important example, and that not all people knows about, in Paraguay. We have Alfredo Stroessner as a dictator, and he killed almost all people who were socialists at that time. But not only this, it was a requirement of the government that you were a part of the Partido Colorado to have like a good job. So this is like a kind of violence. And now today we have like this problem in Chile with the clear violence in the protest in Chile. So this is a problem that must be solved, and it is a lot about human rights and how you can help to improve them.
Latin America, one aspect of the violence is due to the fact in many countries there are cordial criminal gangs to carry out criminal activities. The Mexican drug cartels, which suffer an offensive violence against the Mexican government, case it to be serious, treat only the Mexican government. With their expansion and growing presence in the region, they have become on the biggest threat not only for the U.S. main consumer market, but also for the authorities of almost of Latin American countries. The Sinaloa and the CGANG, Cartel de Sinaloa Nueva Generación, classified by the U.S. government as the organization that have most expensed their operation centers in the country, in the regions. As for criminal gangs in Latin America, we have the country of Venezuela that has 110 bands dominate 18 states in the country, according to a report by Immediate Response Brigade of the Special Action Force. The tactical group attached Bolivarian National Police say that the Mirant State tops the list with a total of 11 bands. In Central America, the most criminal group are the Mara Salvatrucha. It's an international organization of associated criminal gangs that originate in El Salvador and expand to the other regions of the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Honduras. The members of the Mara Salvatrucha are distinguished by tattoos that cover the body and the face, and often they usually use a single language. And finally, in Colombia, after the disintegration of big drugs cartels, the demotivation of the Unit Cell Defense Force of Colombia, AUC, the recent end of the war with the FARC, the dynamics of drug trafficking, the sustaining the armed conflict for decades is transformed. But not just. Now the bosses are more discreet, exposing themselves less to losses and instead tracking by transferring the world market to Mexico.
The Latin American woman is commonly the strongest, hardworking, and most beautiful woman in the world. But why is she the most violent too? Well, unfortunately, we share a patriarchal culture that integrate to us that from generation to generation it has been shared. We have normalized bad treatment and hurtful comments to women. Prejudices and stereotypes are damage the integrity of women are generated. We have clear examples in a television programs or things like that. For the other side, discrimination and violence against women harms even the job opportunities that they can aspire to. This issue is not to be taken lightly. In one day, 9 women are killed in Latin America by the bad things about men to women because of sexist violence, according to the UN.
Well, hello everybody. We are here. We are going to interview Adrián. He's from a student from Sevich, and let's talk with him. What is his opinion? Well, first one, what do you think of the violence that is here in Mexico?
In Mexico, there is a big problem in nowadays, because we can see this problem in Pachuca, no? The 2 students or 3 that are disappeared, and one who appeared in this Ayuca without arms and legs.
What do you think about the violence in Latin America?
There is the same problem, but I think that this more bigger or worse, because this is happening years before, a lot of years before.
About feminism and that kind of stuff.
I think there is a good movement, because this can help to the women to have the same rights.
How do you think this problem could change?
I think that is a good option that the people that make the damage to other people have a big punishment or something like that.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to us. We hope you really enjoy it.